This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Tyson Alger, the I-5 corridor lookout, Eugene Springfield, joins us from Miami. I know you're a busy man, Tyson, so thanks for being with us. We'll jump right into it. Your initial thoughts going into this game, whether you've picked up from practice or picked up from the travel down there, talking with Lanny, et cetera, your initial thoughts on this huge game against Texas Tech. Hola.
There are certain elements to it that have, like, the whole game.
Tyson, let me put you on hold and let's kind of reestablish our connection as we're kind of missing it there from you. I know you are live in Miami. Jeff Russ to work on that for you. Tyson's live in Miami, gracious enough to give us his time. He texted me earlier and asked if he could just come on for a quick jaunt because things are pretty busy down there. I have to imagine things are wild down there. I've never been to one of these kind of games. Have you been to a game like this, Danny?
No, not like one of these.
No, these are big. I mean, RV Navy was a ton of fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's close.
But that was more like fun.
It is, but I mean, we get the whole, you know, Radio Row, Media Row, and like, we've talked to people who've been there, who've covered Super Bowls, and be like, that's always the big thing, is like, this is the most, like, well-put-together event of college football, of, like, the major sporting events.
Yeah.
Because it's, well, it's run basically by the military.
Yeah, totally. And it's so funny, especially in college football or baseball, you know, regional kind of sports like that, where you're used to talking to the same guys. You know, like Tiago Splitters used to sitting in the same room talking to the same reporters every night.
I sit in the same chair every time.
But then it's a Peacock game or an Amazon game or a TNT ESPN style game, and all of a sudden there's different reporters, and you're mm-hmm. like, oh, well, that's a little different.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can just go back into when, you know, Chauncey got arrested, the first press conference that Tiago's up there for, Ramona Shelburne's up here.
Yeah, you're kind of like, wait a sec, mm-hmm. that guy's in my seat. Mm-hmm. You're like, hey, dude, get the hell out of my seat. It's like Michael Wilbon. You're like, oh, never mind. You can sit there.
It is funny when you do have like the out-of-town media members that come in. Mm-hmm. Most of them know that everybody kind of has their spots, and you just kind of fill in.
Do they kind of wait for everyone to sit down?
Yeah.
Hey, that's nice. Well, that's respectful.
Cause, because even the national folks, they have a home base somewhere.
All right. Sounds like we got Tyson back on the air. Let's go ahead and test this. Tyson, you there, my amigo?
I'm here. Can you hear
me? Oh, yeah. There's Bell now.
All right, there's some distance, but we'll work on it.
Well, I appreciate you loaning us time, and we won't take too much from you because, like you said, you're a busy man, so we'll jump right into it. Your initial reaction so far being down there going into this game, whether it be from practice leading up, conversations with Lanning, press conferences, just what is your initial vibe about this game against Texas Tech tomorrow?
Yeah, my impressions are these are two very good teams. They're two very well prepared teams. I think now that we're into the second year of this longer playoff route, I think they both kind of know what like they're getting into. I know this is Oregon's second year in a row, but I think just the NFL playoffification of this, I think has just kind of become the norm, which is interesting here being in Miami. Cause like I'm at the media hotel. There's Orange Bowl insignia like everywhere. And like, it's very apparent that it's the Orange Bowl, but like even at media day yesterday, just kind of like a quiet vibe. Like there wasn't a whole lot of national media there. Maybe like some smaller local contingents than some other big bowl games I've been to in the past. And I just wonder like how much of that is the fact that everyone's just kind of got to pace themselves, right? Like I get this is the Orange Bowl. I get it's a New Year's Six, New Year's Day game, but you know, kind of what all the reporters are talking about down here is like, boy, can you believe that if so-and-so wins, you're going to have to go to Atlanta next week and then potentially back in Miami again. So I think while the teams are kind of prepared, like I feel like this feels like more kind of like I heard somebody yesterday describe it as this kind of feels like the run up to the Penn State game, but just with more media. Like, like it just kind of like feels like a big game for each team. But in terms of kind of like the pomp and circumstance of a bowl, I think it's a little fluffy there.
Tyson, when you take a look at this game, I know you were on with the boys the other day on primetime talking about, you know, the fan turnout and it being closer to Texas. There's a little probably more, a few more Tech guys out there. But have you been able to talk to Duck fans and kind of get their sense, their feeling of how this game is going to go?
Yeah, I mean, like they're like there's going to be more Texas Tech fans here just because it's Texas and proximity, but Oregon fans have done a pretty good job of flying out here. In fact, I've been like slowly growing more and more like frustrated as I'm cooped up here in the media hotel trying to pump stories out as I'm seeing Duck fans like post like beach pictures of Miami and all this stuff. I haven't seen the water yet, guys. I've been here for like 50 hours and as far as I'm concerned, this is a landlocked state. I think this is a game where you just kind of like look at the matchup on paper, and I think fans are pretty aware of like who Texas Tech is and like how their identity has changed over the last couple of years as they've kind of infused NIL into it. And it was kind of interesting just like talking to the Texas Tech players yesterday and like them not having to like explain like the fact that they're an NIL roster because they're playing an Oregon team that's also an NIL roster. So it's just kind of two comparable programs, and I think people are pretty jazzed for this one, even if there's going to be a fair amount of red in that stadium tomorrow.
Yeah, I think what's really funny about this game is it's the best team money can buy versus the Oregon Ducks, which is usually not the narrative other teams like to say when they play the Oregon Ducks, because Texas Tech is a damn good team. And I kind of want to ask you, we did this a little bit with USC Oregon, where we were kind of like, the big obvious story was, what was USC's offense going to do against Oregon's defense? And I think the big question right now would be, what's Oregon's offense going to do against Texas Tech's defense? Look, if I had a Heisman vote, I would have voted for Rodriguez. I think he's just an absolute phenomenal player. But I actually think the secret story might be, can Texas Tech's offense do anything against Oregon's defense? Where do you lie in maybe the department, the pantheon? What part of Oregon's team really needs to come to play?
Yeah, I think it's gonna be what the offense can do against their defense. You know, if you look at both of these offenses, like they are among like the national leaders in explosive plays. And I know the thing with Tech is that their quarterback may not be as mobile as he usually is because of the injuries he's overcoming. But I just think both teams have a lot of playmakers on each side. And I think as long as the Ducks are able to kind of like take care of the football, that was the one thing Lanning was emphasizing like throughout the entire practice session that made available to us yesterday, was take care of the football, no turnovers. Like, I think it might just be one of those games where, you know, there's some people talking about the defenses and how this could be low scoring. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think the winner of this game is going to have 40-ish or so points, and it's just a matter of whether or not the Ducks can kind of be multifaceted enough to do that. Because the one thing with this Oregon team is we've seen them win a bunch of different ways, but I think this is going to be one of those games where you need to see them win with several different things. I think you're going to need Dante to be crisp and take care of the football, but we also need to see the running game kind of run like it has all year, and we'll see like how healthy like Jordan Davidson is and some of those other guys. But, you know, getting the whole team mostly back healthy outside of Evan Stewart, I think, is a big boon for them. And yeah, like they know what they're in for.
Tyson, I'm going to do the thing I always ask you in a game week. How does Oregon lose this game?
If Texas Tech scores more points than them.
Thanks, John Madden.
Yeah, they used to put stick'em on their hands to catch those balls. Now they just have those gloves.
Well, but in the reality, do you think this is a game that Oregon loses if they shoot themselves in the foot, or can they sustain?
I think it's a game that they lose if they shoot themselves in the foot. Like Texas Tech is just too deep and too talented, especially at the top end, to, you know, basically give them a head start. And if there's one thing that we've seen with this Oregon team over the year where they haven't been like super efficient, it's penalties. It's been kind of Jekyll and Hyde for them there. And they've largely taken care of the football, but like, you know, you can even look at like the JMU game a couple weeks ago where it was like largely in hand. Dante throws a sloppy interception. It doesn't really come back to bite them. I think it would this week. So I think just ball security is huge for them.
He's Tyson Alger, the I-5 corridor. Look out, Eugene, Springfield. Make sure to catch all his stuff. We'll let you go, bud. Thanks for your time. And win or lose,
hey,
we'll catch up with you on Wednesday. Have a happy new year in Miami, buddy.
Hey, thanks, boys.
Thanks, Tyson.
That is Tyson Alger, the I-5 corridor lookout, Eugene Springfield. Again, we'll check in with him next week on however this game goes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at RingCentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.